Chapter 6, Newly Made. Do I have to meet them yet? This outfit makes me look like I ought to be in a dollhouse, I said, gesturing to the tiered latex ruffles on my maid uniform. You're going to have to interact with other people eventually, no matter how you feel, Amareth. My shoulders slumped. Yeah, I guess. Why was I so nervous? I'd always been the first to go headlong into trouble. And now I was afraid to be seen. I looked over my dainty hands, flexing delicate fingers, watching trace lines solidify into jointed segments as I bent them. It couldn't just be my appearance. Well, follow me. It's time to meet your sisters, she said, flourishing her wand. It cast a ray of dancing light, forming a lighted path leading out of the heavy airlock door, which had swung open suddenly now. The hall was white, starkly so. On closer inspection, there were intricate woven carvings in the smooth white marble. Each one was highlighted with faint glowing light that created beautiful fae-like designs. Boy, what people spend their money on, said the talking sex toy. I followed behind Sylphie's floating form. The thick rubber of my dress swished and rustled with every step. My thighs made a faint squeak as they rubbed against the petticoats. It was a highly distracting sensation. I don't know how they expect me to work in this hedonistic ensemble. I was getting lost in the sensation of my feeling my uniform. For a moment, hardly noticing where we were going. I love the way being a maid feels. Huh? Oh, I guess I do kind of like this ridiculous outfit. No, I wish I had figured that out sooner. Monotone whisper behind me snatched me away from my internal debate. Hey, not to intrude on your thoughts, but you're blocking the door. I had been blindly following Sylphie's direction. Was it that in control of me now? Fuck. Sorry, I said as I turned. The voice belonged to a tall maid standing behind me. She was wearing an identical uniform, though unlike me, she had heeled wedges and silver bows. Her hair was cut into an asymmetric bob, colored a bright, trendy holographic silver, which shimmered with streaks of shiny pink and blue. Oh, are you the new maid that Sylphie's been teasing us about? Her voice picked up more life as she looked at me. I don't know. How often are there new maids? Why did I sound so small and timid? Well, your uniform is telling me everything I need to know. Her eyes glinted like a sleepy cat spotting a cornered mouse. You're definitely the new maid. A shiver ran down my spine. I was caught in her investigative gaze. I hadn't felt this much like eye candy since I'd done a job where I'd tried to blend in with an escort service. All right, ladies. There'll be plenty of time to get to know each other later. Let's go in and meet the rest of the girls, said Sylphie, ushering us to the door. The parlor was eclectic. There was a large Victorian divan with curling gold inlay juxtaposed with a framed poster of Kylie Nova in her full jump gear. It was very colorful compared with everything I had seen here since arriving. The room was full of maids. I counted at least 10 total, all relaxing or chatting. All of them wore the same uniform, but each one had her own color of bows. Without realizing, I had stepped behind the maid who had accompanied me in. What the frell? Why was I hiding? I know this getup is embarrassing, but pull yourself together, damn it. They were all looking at me now. God, it was like being a little girl all over again. Wait, they're all taller than me? What the fuck? How much did this fucking nano suit change me? The maid who had been reclining on the divan stood, smoothing her skirts. She was by far the most imposing. Her hair was jet black, as was her bow, and she was wearing tall stiletto heels. She towered over me. I was not used to being shorter than almost anyone. It's a pleasure to finally meet you. My name is Titania. But Titania will do just fine. I've been hearing all about you, she said, lifting my chin with her finger. I couldn't meet her eyes. They were an endless black liquid abyss. Her irises were utterly terrifying. My Mara really did make a sweetie of you. I've read your little dossier, Amareth. You've been quite the naughty doll, haven't you? Her face was now inches from mine. By now, all of the other maids had crowded around to get a look. One chesty maid with hot pink curls was grinning from ear to ear. I overheard her whispering to one of the other maids,
"Finally, somebody shorter."
This elicited a titter from her comrades. I'd hit my limit. Look, just because you're a twisted mistress deciding to literally take me down a peg doesn't mean I'm your godforsaken Barbie doll, you sick witch. Silence swept through the room. I felt more than saw her hand as she slapped me across the cheek. I had had worse, but for some reason it hurt like being run over by a 10-ton truck. Eyes were watering and my stomach was a tight knot. I wanted to run. I was frozen to the spot, statuesque. My cheeks burned fiercely. The Nana suit had made me weak. Now, I know Sylphie hasn't had the opportunity to teach you the hierarchy of this house, so I won't punish you this time, said Titania through tight lips. However, if you disrespect me in front of the maids again, I will not hesitate to show you your place. We haven't all day, so please don't be difficult. Then, as if nothing had happened, she snapped her fingers and the maids hastily formed a line in front of us. These are your new sisters, she said, facing me again. You will live with them, you will serve with them, and together you will succeed or fail. They have all worked hard to prove themselves. Don't let them down. With a swift gesture, she commanded me to the head of the line. The swish of my latex uniform was an unending Nidhoggian nibbling at my thoughts. The maid at the head of the line was the same from the corridor earlier. She introduced herself now. It's a pleasure to officially meet you, Amareth. My name's Gallium, but everyone just calls me Gally. She gave me a soft smile, and as Titania stepped to the next maid, she snuck in a reassuring wink. The pit in my stomach loosened just the faintest bit. Titania was introducing the next maid to me already. There was an obvious pattern now, with the following names being Iridium, Eerie, and then Hematite, Hema. It seemed they all had the same naming convention, except for myself. Was this because I was new, or had Mara yet again marked me for further suffering? I really needed to figure that out. The introductions completed, and Titania took my hand, leading me out in front of all of them. And for the first time during all these proceedings, Sylphie, who had been quietly observing the whole ritual, tossed a shower of cyan sparks down over me. Words started to resolve in the shower of light, like some strange karaoke track, except they were my maid's oath. Titania said, Amareth, now that you've met your sisters, you must pledge yourself to them as they will to you. Sylphie whispered into my ear, as the words line up, recite them. And so I did. I pledge on my name that I will be faithful to Mistress, never cause her harm, and will observe my homage to her completely. Mistress, I give you my mind to claim and use. Felt like a vice was squeezing down with each word I recited. I felt a pulse of pleasure surging through my body. Goddess, it was sweeping me away. I sank to my knees, my feet sprawling out on either side, my head bowed as the words kept spilling forth unbidden. I recited the awful truth. Other voices took up the awful worshipful chant. I was no longer bearing it all alone. I could let go just for we give ourselves to the house, to our sisters in uniforms. We will uphold the honor of the household of our mistress. The vice enclosed, I was pinned. This overwhelming truth belonged to me. It wasn't me. We are maids. We exist to fulfill human needs. We are bound as one. We submit ourselves to this house. The chorus of voices, all-encompassing, wrapped in my consciousness, permeating my mind. I felt each of them. Their voices were mine. No, they were me. I was them. I knew them all as if they were my own sisters. My sisters? It was overwhelming. I knew them in the way I dreamt to know her, my love, my Beatrice. It was more intimate than any moment I had ever experienced. And yet, I just was so open to them. I felt each one spanning the totality of my consciousness. My thought, we thought is one, and we were one in a way beyond description. And they knew me now, knew all my secrets, knew all my wants and hates. It was total unity. No more worrying. No more fear. But I can't. Can't what? Let go? I won't. I'm afraid. I know. I can't help it. We'll fix it. We will. Inky blackness. Letting go. At last. Amareth? Amareth! A voice outside us? No, a voice outside me. Me? I am me. Ugh. I tried to surface, pushing against some intangible membrane, holding me to we. The we had just been, no, I had just been, I am me. I have reassured myself. I gasped the first breath in several eternities. I was back in the room, kneeling on the floor. I searched for the source of the voice. It was Sylphie looking up at me from her perch on my bosom. My sisters were all around us, forming a circle of white and black latex speckled with a rainbow of bows. I knew them all. Fuck it, this is weird. Girls, she will need to rest after linking. Please, give her a little space, said Titania from behind me. Now, normally I assign the roommate of a new girl, but since we're all paired up to capacity at the moment, I'm going to ask that you choose amongst yourselves. Gally helped me to stand on my noodle-like legs and led me over to sit on a high-backed Victorian armchair, whilst the debate about who would get to have me as a roommate flared up. To my surprise, they weren't all trying to dodge having me. Eventually, the potential roommates had narrowed down to two rooms led by Gally and Peary, respectively. I was still somewhat dazed from the link, and I shook it off a little bit more when the dice came out onto the table. Wait, are you going to roll for me? I asked incredulously. Oh, you bet your adorable derriere we are, said Gally. Wow, I guess I sort of figured you were all above such things. What, just because we're maids in the ritziest bicycle wheel in the system? Said Gally with a smirk. She snatched up her die. So, Peary, how about it? Double or nothing? If I win, not only do you have to give up the new girl, but you're also responsible for the night shift till the end of the week. I suppose that's an acceptable manger. Though I don't think you're risking as much as you claim, said Peary from behind her asymmetric cyan bob. They rolled. The maids fell silent as the dice clattered across the translucent table's surface. Gally and Eerie both burst into a fit of borderline evil giggling as Peary and her roommate both sighed. Well, newbie, looks like we get to have the pleasure of showing you the ropes, said Gally. I'd managed a brief revival, seeing a piece of home in these strange surroundings, but I still felt like the walking dead. Hope it's not too much trouble if I can check out the bed first, I managed weakly. Gally, I think we should probably let her rest for a bit. You remember what it was like the first time you linked, and there were only five of us. She might be a tough cookie, but she's still new, said Eerie. I suppose, said Gally. They hoisted me up and half-dragged me out into the hall. We walked a much shorter distance this time to a hallway that led into a series of arched doorways, then through one with gold script reading gallium and iridium in the same style as a periodic table and a plaque beside the door. I was taken aback. I guess after the casino-like vibe from earlier, I'd expected another sterile, interchangeable room, but this place felt almost lived in. The layout was similar to a Terran apartment, with a large, open living room and branching side rooms. There was even a large spotted fern arching up into the artificial sunlight, casting in from a huge window across the whole width of the room.
Hello, girls,
said an all-too-familiar voice from above. I half expected to be the only one to notice, but Gally and Eerie both glanced up to the floating fae in the middle of the room.
Hey, Sylphie, said Gally. What's poppin'?
The tiny fae exaggeratedly rolled her eyes.
Well, I suppose your expansion slot is.
Eerie nodded. I had assumed we'd have to give up the hope of getting an in-suit spa. You're kidding. Just when I thought I couldn't get more confused by the way the this madhouse is run, I said whilst exploring the well-furnished room. Did you think Mistress keeps us in a capsule hotel? Said Gally. It's a gilded cage, I managed, plopping sullenly onto their couch. Reality had finally found me again. How would I let these girls convince me for even a minute that I wasn't a glorified sex slave? I know, you're expecting us to come up with some strong rhetoric about how she treats us differently, but I won't, said Eerie, seating herself next to me. I crossed my arms defensively, suddenly feeling the latex all over my slick body again. Is this my normal now? Look, you've got to realize, we all got here differently. I was given a choice. I got caught embezzling the company while sleeping with the boss, continued Eerie. I looked into her glowing eyes, seeing a deep-seated guilt. I know that it doesn't make what she did to me any more justified in your eyes, but I can only imagine you'd feel the same if Beatrice did that to you. How do you know her name? I suddenly found myself standing, the rage reanimating my exhausted body. Eerie grabbed my arm as I backed away. Amareth, the link, it's two-way. We all know you in a sense. It's more than what you've had with Sylphie.
Shh. Hey, it's gonna be fine. You're going to be a little out of it for the next couple of hours. I think we ought to get you to bed and save the explanations for later, said Eerie, glancing past me at Gally.
I concur, said Sylphie as she floated down to Eerie's shoulder. Luckily, that's given me enough time to get her room into position.
They led me to a door at the end of the hallway, adorned with a purple amethyst plaque with my name on it. Eerie ushered me in as Gally followed. The room matched the rest of the suite, with dark hardwood floors. It was minimally furnished, still feeling rather hotel-like compared to the rest of Gally and Eerie's place. I made a beeline for the bed.
I know you would like to pass out, but we need to get you cleaned up and ready for tomorrow.
Oh, for fu- I didn't even get it all the way out before the pain swept through me. I forgot, oh, for fuck's sake. It's not like the little hut element ever stopped existing.
Oh, dear, I heard Sylphie say as I collapsed. She really is stupidly stubborn.
Before I hit the ground, I felt two sets of small, strong hands grab me from either side as my sisters caught me. I lulled weakly in the grasp of my sister maids. I was so tired, but for some reason I felt safe in their arms. They carefully removed my uniform, placing it into another triptych-style mirror case. And then they carefully carried me into a lavishly furnished washroom. I couldn't manage even one snarky remark. The punishment shock on top of all the other events left me a limp noodle formerly known as Amareth. They drew a bath and washed me carefully. I'd never been so intimately cared for. Well, I'd never allowed anyone to anyways. I felt so helpless, but safe. So they washed me. Sisters held me with such care. They led me back out to the bed. Gally massaged me with a soporific liquid, and then she dressed me in a ludicrously feminine latex nightie in the same pink I knew to be my new signature color. Before they closed the door, I was out cold.